Goals equal what you want. The only way to live how you want is to know how you want to live. I'm very, very fond of saying that, mainly because it's true. Humans, we as humans have many amazing superpowers. One of my clear favorites is our ability to create the future we desire. It's truly amazing. If you think about it, we can imagine any future that you want, make plans to actually create that desired future, make it reality, and then execute on those plans. For this chapter, we will remain focused on our six key areas. They will be our guide. I'm going to help you get super clear on the future that you desire by building upon the work you've already done, by thinking about your purpose. This section is going to help you build on what matters. You'll decide how you want to feel and think deeply about what you want. You'll set your goals and put plans in place to make them your reality. We'll go through goal setting process, and you'll have a greater clarity on what your future is going to look like. The power of goal setting is literally undeniable. The evidence is in. In 1979, recent graduates from Harvard's MBA program completed a survey on goal setting, and here are the results. 84% of them had no specific goals. 13% of them had goals, but they weren't written down. 3% had written goals and plans for accomplishing them. Now, 12 years later, students were once again surveyed, and here's what they found out. The 13% who had goals but were not written were earning twice as much as the 84% without goals, but the 3% who had written goals were earning 10 times as much as the other 97% combined. Amazing. Now, I've been aware of that research and the value of setting goals for a long time, but that doesn't mean that I actually did it. Despite my understanding, my knowledge, it took me until I was about 35 years old to actually sit down and write out my goals. Sure, I had some goals for my business and passing ideas of what I wanted for my life, but I never put pen to paper to write down my goals. Today, I use this very organized goal setting process, and it's had a profound impact on my life. I'm going to share it with you, hoping it will have the same impact on your life. There's four sections to this goal setting framework. We're going to do word association. I'm going to go through the five whys. I'm going to go through our actual goal setting, and then we're going to talk about time horizon and action. So I want you to really focus on the emotional response that you have, because that's the key to this. It's how you want to feel. So here are some examples. Once I get that new job, then I'll be happy. Once I get that car, then I'll be happy. Once I'm married and have a family, then I'll be happy. Does any of that sound familiar? We've got this odd relationship with goals and happiness, and too often we think about them the wrong way. So instead of thinking, once I get X, then I'll be happy, I want you to decide on how you want to feel and then think deeply about why you want what you want. Once you've done that, then you can set your goals. So again, I found word association helps me to get super clear on what I truly want and how I want to feel. For example, when I hear good parent, I feel present, fully engaged, locked in, and focused. I've got strong feelings about being a good parent. It's clearly a priority for me. When I hear good neighbor, I've got feelings of pride, commitment, and ownership. I have strong feelings about being a good neighbor, so it's a clear priority for me. When I hear financial success, I feel comfort, security, and control. I also have strong feelings about this, so it's a priority for me. Same is true of healthy. I think feeling good, strong, rested, and having a clear head. So that's a priority for me, being healthy. Self-improvement is a big one for me. I get a sense of seriousness and importance and commitment when I think about self-improvement. Contentment is also big for me. I feel calm, relaxed, and at peace. That's something which is really important to me. So as you go through the prompts, as you do it, you're going to resonate with some, but not necessarily others. And that's the idea. It's designed to help you to determine how you want to feel and set goals around making those feelings your reality. So for each of the six key areas, read each prompt and write what comes to mind. So you can go through this. I'll go through it right now, but I also want you to go through it in the book. So for family, think about how you feel about happy family, good sibling, dependable significant other, loving spouse, thoughtful child. For your community, think about active member, good friend, stakeholder, mindful neighbor. For money and career, think about financial success, debt-free investor, successful, wealthy, good with money, career you love, dream job, loving your work. From a well-being perspective, healthy, strong, good foods, exercise, rested, stress-free. personal development, lifelong learner, curious, self-improvement, and then peace of mind, at ease, secure, unruffled, content, one with the universe. So I'm sure that some of these really resonate, some didn't or weren't applicable. That's fine. Go back through and circle the ones that really stood out most. Next, we're going on to the five whys. So great work writing about how you want to feel. Now we're going to jump into what you want in each one of those areas. So we'll dig deeper. There's a lot of value and utility in asking why. If you've ever been around little kids, you're familiar with how they use that question to dig deeper. There's also a business improvement process known as Six Sigma that uses why as a means of problem solving. We're going to use it to dig down to the root of why you want what you want and get really clear on what your priorities are. Here's an example of how it works using my desire to be a good dad. So the first one, why do you want to be a good dad? Because I want to raise self-sufficient children. Two, why do you want to raise self-sufficient children? Because I want my children to have meaningful lives. Three, why do you want your children to have meaningful lives? Because I want them to be happy and content. Four, why do you want your children to be happy and content? Well, I want everybody to be happy and content. Five, why do you want everyone to be happy and content? Because that would make the world a better place. So, second answer is in response to the first question, the third to the second, you get it. In each area, I want you to pick at least one of your desires and put it through this framework. Not going to be easy. You may have to think really hard. It's designed to help you get down to what you really, really want. In the word association part, we focused on our feelings. The five whys focuses on our thinking. The next section, we're going to focus and put it all together to crystallize what your goals are in each of the six areas. So it's time to dig in. Clarify and crystallize your goals, focusing on our six key areas. So, the first area being family, based on the work you did in the word association exercise and the five whys, what are your goals for your family life? Second area is our community. What are your goals for your community life? Third is money and career. So think about your goals there. Fourth, what are your goals for your well-being? Thinking about physical, emotional, your mental health. Next is personal development. So what are your goals for your growth and learning? And then finally, peace of mind. What are your goals in this important area? Now, next, I want to apply the SMART acronym. So it's specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. For example, if a goal of mine is to lose weight, how do we apply the SMART framework to that? Is losing weight a specific goal? It is. Is it measurable? Well, it can be and it needs to be. So let's say I wanted to lose 20 pounds. Is losing pounds attainable? Yes. It is. Is losing 20 pounds realistic to my overall desire? Yes. Is it time-based? Well, I need to give myself a deadline to lose those pounds. Could I do that in 3 months? Well, maybe I could. Whatever it is for you. So instead of simply saying, I want to lose weight, I've given myself 3 months to lose 20 pounds. I have a lot more clarity around this goal. So now apply this framework to each of your goals. In the next section, we're going to get into the specifics into how you're going to accomplish your goals and make it all happen by using time horizon and action. So it's really important to be mindful of the time horizon when we're planning. We need to make sure we have our long-term goals like retirement taken care of. We need midterm goals taken care of, and we need our short-term goals taken care of as well. So once you've decided what you want to accomplish, I think it's really helpful to think about it in three-year increments. The reason being, as human beings, we have a tendency to overestimate what we can accomplish in 1 year and underestimate what we can get done in 3 years. If you think about it, it may be hard to become totally debt-free in a year, but it's really possible to do it in 3 years. Same goes for losing 50 pounds, starting a business. What I'd like you to do is fast forward 3 years from now. Here we are. Looking back over that period of time, what has to have happened both personally and professionally for you to feel happy with the progress that you made? Then think about, what are you most excited about? And then finally, what are you most concerned about? So now it's time to figure out what's going to get us to the reality. It's really important to have short and long-term goals, but when we focus on the actions that we take over the short term, we really set ourselves up for that long-term success. Think about it like this. If you win the next 3 years, you do everything you need to, you'll really be in position to win the next 3 years after that and the 3 years after that. And then you've gotten everything that you want. And that's what I want for you. So going back to your goals in each of the six areas, think about what actions you need and you need to be taking right now to bring those to fruition. Use the SMART framework we went through to help guide you in the process to crystallize the actions you need to be taking over the next 3 years. Bracing goal setting will set you up for success, and the results of that Harvard survey really prove that. When we create a compelling vision for our future, it pulls us towards our vision and makes doing things a lot easier. Our next step is exploring our beliefs, more specifically, who you are. Let's do that now.